The summer's primo sky show is tonight, the famous Perseid meteor shower. This year, conditions couldn't be better. And orange Mars is still brilliant to look at, too. There's a new moon this weekend, and skies will be ideally black. The shower peaks on two nights, last night and again tonight, with some experts thinking that tonight could be the optimum time. All you need are mostly clear skies. Shooting stars were once regarded as strictly atmospheric phenomena, which is why we still call weather experts meteorologists. But meteors are actually swarms of comet debris, each the size of an apple seed, orbiting the sun in the same path as the original comet. In this case, a fairly big monster comet discovered during the Civil War, which orbits the sun backwards. When Earth meets that backwards swarm, the collisions happen at the unusually fast speed of 37 miles per second. And although meteors can appear anywhere in the sky, they all seem to emanate from a single spot, a common point called the radiant, which in this case lies in the constellation of Perseus, which itself rises around midnight. So before 11 tonight, the meteors will all streak upward from a spot below the northeast horizon. But after midnight, they start to streak away from the northeast, heading right, left, upward, and hence there's more of them. After 2 a.m., the radiant is so high that you can see shooting stars anywhere in the sky, going up, left, downward, or rightward. So that's when you see the most. Once in a while, you'll see one that goes in a different direction. Those are the sporadics, which make up about 10% of each hour's meteor inventory. They're strays, slamming into our atmosphere from arbitrary directions. If all this sounds intriguing, and of course it does, just turn out all the house lights and lie on a blanket or lawn chair facing straight up. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.